1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH New Center Time is 8:21, and the third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors for our Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2025 GAR President Brian Amon. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. How are you guys doing today?
Morning, Tony. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Stacy. All right. Kick us off, Stacy. Give us the latest in the real estate market for the month of September.
All right. So in September, we saw 31 single-family residential closings. That is a decrease of just over 18% when there were 38 closings in September 2024. The median sale price decreased also just over 18% to $2.7 million. It was around $3.3 million in September 24. Average days on market really sped up 31 days, so that's nearly a 60% decrease from the 77 days we saw in the year prior. 70 new single-family homes were brought to the market in September 25 compared to 71 in September 24, so really, on trend there. And at month end, active single-family inventory totaled 119 units, which is a 37% decrease from the 190 units available in September 24. When we look at condos and co-ops, we saw 13 closings across all areas of Greenwich. That is a decrease of around 28% compared to September 24 when there were 18 closings. The median sale price for those units was $940,000. That's compared to the median sale price in September 24, which was $887,000. Average days on market for condos was 57. That was actually an increase from the 38 days in September 24. And in terms of new inventory, there were 20 new units brought to the market last month. And that's compared to 16 new units in September 24. Overall inventory at the month end was 36 units, and that's a 20% increase from September 25 when there were 30 units available. So I think that's the first time we've reported an inventory increase in a long time, so we will take it. When we look at pending sales as of close of business yesterday, we saw 61 single-family homes pending to close and 18 condos and co-ops pending to close.
All right. Let's get an analysis of those numbers. Stacy just went over. Brian, what do you think?
I mean, absolutely phenomenal. You know, you're looking at 31 single-family sales in the month of September. I mean, that's tied for an all-time low. I had to go back to like 2014 or so to on a September month when we had 31. And remember, back then, it may have been a dramatic change, but there was less housing stock. So that's a very small number of sales, and yet I think the bulk of them was in that bread and butter lower price points for our town, and that's why you saw the median sales price decrease. But it's still one of those things where you think, you know, how much tighter can it get and all that stuff. And Stacy and I were looking at the quarterly numbers earlier, and that's where I kind of drew some comfort, because if you look at that year over year, it's largely flat, almost exactly flat, as in 161 sales in that quarter year over year. And that to me was comforting, because month to month, that data is important to review with your realtor and look at what's happening in the market. But then when we look at the quarterly picture, it does give me some comfort, like, okay, we're still within a realm of somewhat similar to 2024, because I'm not sure how much tighter things can get, really. And it's been dicey for both consumers and agents alike out there.
All right. And like you mentioned, Brian, the numbers of the median sale price went down. So, Stacy, how do we look, I guess, I know, is Brian being optimistic, just looking at the bigger picture of the quarter rather than the month?
No, I mean, I think that that's the very realistic picture that we have to look at this point. In terms of the median sale price being down, that's always just a factor of what properties closed in a given month. And when you have a smaller sample set like we do in September, it's very, each of those properties are heavily weighted in that. I think that he's completely correct in looking at it from a year-over-year perspective. When we look at the first three quarters of 2024 compared to the first three quarters of 2025, we're really on trend with where we were last year. And when we look ahead, the fourth quarter is typically much more productive in our area than the first quarter of the year. So we do anticipate that, you know, we'll see that trend continue and, you know, probably meet or exceed the sales that we've seen throughout, at least throughout 2024.
But inventory continues to be an issue, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in selling, contact your realtor because it's a great time to be selling. There are lots of buyers looking.
Mm-hmm. Stacey, have you heard anything about the special session on housing?
I personally have not. It's something that we are staying in the loop on, though. So as soon as I have something to report from the Connecticut Association of Realtors, I will let you know.
Yeah, that seems to be right now the thing, right? We spoke with Senator Fazio, and he's kind of there. Everybody's kind of in the dark about it, except for maybe the leaders. Yeah. All right. Yes. So we get into November and towards Christmas. How do we look at things as we get toward the end of the year? Stacey, you said you think things might pick up?
Yeah, I think typically, again, fourth quarter is just a more productive quarter than we see in, like, the first quarter of a year in our area. I anticipate that trend will continue.
All right. And then finally, Brian, what are folks telling you out on the street?
They're telling me it's a tough market and that they're fatigued, but you know what? They're not. Because whenever something good comes on the market, people are all over it. And I think we're going to see good numbers coming in the fourth quarter based on our pending numbers right now. And I think that if sellers are in a position where they could move, like Stacey said, contact your agent because people are still out there and looking, and they will be, I think, even over the holidays. It's a very interesting market. But keeping us on our toes, as always. You know, Tony?
All right. You keep me on my toes. That's Brian Amon, 2025 GAR president. Stacey Lowe, executive vice president of Greenwich Association of Realtors, our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month. And guys, thanks very much. We'll talk again in November. It'll be almost Thanksgiving by that point.
Look forward to it.
Great.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report.